Yancey County has decided it's time to crack down on delinquent businesses and individuals that have not paid their back taxes, some as far back as 10 years. Yancey Commission Chairman Walter Savage explains.
We have decided it's only fair that everyone pay their taxes. A short time ago, we sent out letters to about 631 individuals and organizations requesting that they come into the tax office and make arrangements to pay their taxes on a regular basis and catch up on what they owe the county. As a result of these letters, people are coming into the tax collector's office, and many have made arrangements to start paying their taxes back. There were three options that were there. You could come in and make arrangements to pay the taxes on a regular basis. The second area was if you failed to do that and you were employed, or if you were to have refunds coming back from the state on your taxes, and if you had not made arrangements to pay these county taxes, then they could be garnished. And then the third item, and which is the one that we least would like to do, and that is if people fail to pay their taxes and they have property, that we would be foreclosing on that property and they would be sold at the courthouse steps to recover the taxes that are owed the county. We hope that this is not going to be required, but it is a third option that we have.
Walter Savage is the chairman of the Yancey County Commission. Money owed to the county from delinquent accounts is about $960,000. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.